Okay, if you've been listening for a while, you know I don't normally start episodes with an ad, but I messed up. It happens. I'm sorry. And there's an extra one in this episode. That's because this episode is extra special. At the end of the day, ads aren't that bad. They keep these episodes coming and support companies that believe in the importance of mental and emotional health. So, bear with me. It will be worth it. Speaking of things that are worth it, the problem of data leaks is becoming more and more common, meaning your sensitive information like financial details, contact info, home address, social security number, shopping habits, all of this, they can fall into the hands of data brokers. They can aggregate and sell this to companies and even cyber criminals to be used against you. Guys, this is scary stuff. When I signed up and tried this out, I was blown away. The good news is you have the right to protect your privacy by requesting data brokers to delete your info. The bad news? Ugh, it would take years to do this by yourself. No one has time for that. That's right? The solution? Incogni. They'll reach out to data brokers for you, request removal of your personal data, and handle any objections. And since brokers often recollect information, Incogni also conducts repeated ongoing removals to keep your data off the market. Trust me, it's worth doing. This blew my mind how much of my information was out there to things I had never heard of before. So please, guys, use code CALMIT. CALMIT at Incogni, incogni.com/comet for an exclusive 60% off of the annual plan. Again, that's Comet for 60% off. Okay, now on to making the episode. Quick question. Have you ever poured your heart into something only to watch it fall apart? Maybe it was a relationship or a really creative project or a business venture that didn't really pan out the way that you hoped. And in that shattering moment, failure can just feel like a punch to the gut. Painful confirmation that you're just not good enough. That's what it feels like, right? But what if we could rewrite the story? What if, instead of shrinking from failure, we could learn to embrace it as a powerful teacher? You see, failure is like this universal experience, right? It's something we all encounter on this path of growing and self-discovery. It's the price that we pay for daring to dream big, for stepping outside of our comfort zones and reaching for something more than the everyday. And yet so often, we let our failures define us. We internalize them as evidence that we are, flawed. That will never be enough. But imagine for a moment a world where failure wasn't something to be feared or avoided at all, but rather it's a trusted friend. It's a guide. Wait, what? A guide? You're calling failure a guide? Well, imagine a world where we could approach our setbacks with curiosity, maybe even some compassion, right? And getting from these lessons they hold, the importance of them and the truths, right? How might our lives be different if we could learn to see failure not as a dead end, but as a doorway to just a deeper understanding of ourselves and what we're really capable of? Well, fear not, because today we're going to explore how to make friends with failure, to reframe our setbacks as stepping stones, and to discover the hidden gifts within our most humbling moments. So I invite you to consider, what might be possible if you could learn to embrace failure as a companion, right? What if failure was trying to show you your best self? Let's find out. I'm Chad Lawson, and let's calm it down in 3, 2, 1. Failure is a tricky beast. On one hand, it's a universal human experience, something that we all encounter, right? Even the most wildly successful among us have fallen flat on their faces at some point. From Thomas Edison's countless failed attempts at creating the light bulb to, well, J.K. Rowling's numerous rejections before Harry Potter became a global phenomenon. History's filled with stories of individuals who have just persevered through failure to achieve greatness. Yet, in a culture that's obsessed with achievement, failure remains a dirty word, right? I mean, we hide our missteps and our shortcomings, and we're afraid that others, well, what would they think of us? Would they think less of us if they knew the truth? I mean, we internalize failure as evidence that we are fundamentally flawed, unworthy, or just plain not cut out for the dreams that we hold. Social media, don't get me started. That only amplifies this fear. I mean, presenting a highlight reel of perfect lives and flawless victories that can make our own struggles feel all the more isolating. The result? We hold back. We play it safe. We avoid taking risk or putting ourselves out there, believing it's better not to try at all than to try and fail. We shrink from opportunities that could stretch us and help us grow, telling ourselves we'll go for it when we're more ready, more qualified, more whatever. But the truth is, that day may never come if we keep waiting for some magical moment when we'll finally feel prepared enough to take the leap. And here's the thing. Running from failure, we rob ourselves of the lessons and this transformative power that it has. When we give ourselves permission to stumble, we open the door to a whole new way of being. One that's marked by resilience, by wisdom, and a deep trust in our ability to handle whatever life throws our way. Failure is not the opposite of success, but rather a key part of it. I'm going to say that again. Failure is not the opposite of success, but a key part of it. It's through our failures that we learn what doesn't work. We gain clarity on what we truly want and develop the grit and determination to keep going even when things get tough. Every failure, every rejection, every setback, it's an opportunity to dig deeper, to get curious about what we can learn from the experience and how we can use it to fuel our growth. So in a way, failure is like a compass guiding us towards our true north. It helps us course correct when we veer off the track, and it illuminates the path that's ahead of us. Because without failure, we'd be wandering around aimlessly through life, never quite sure if we're headed in the right direction. So what if instead of seeing failure as something to be ashamed of or avoided at all costs, we can learn to embrace it? We can embrace it as this valuable teacher and trusted friend. And what if we could approach our missteps with self-compassion, curiosity even, right? Looking for the lessons and the insights hidden within. How might our lives change if we could learn to see failure not as a limitation, but as an invitation? I'm going to say that again. How might our lives change if we could learn to see failure not as a limitation, but as an invitation? Speaking of handling what life throws your way with grace and confidence, I want to take a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Honey Love. Ladies, I hear that sometimes struggling with shapewear that rolls down and digs in or feels like a torture device isn't always the very first thing you want to put on. But Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so that you can feel smooth and sculpted without suffocating. Their best-selling superpower shorts target your midsection with the perfect amount of compression, lifting your bum and smoothing from stomach the thigh. It won't roll down thanks to flexible boning and convenient features like a cotton gusset and opening in the, well, bathroom area, so when you need a break. No wardrobe changes required. Shapewear shouldn't be difficult. Honeylove makes it easy to look and feel your best, whether it's a special event or just everyday confidence. So treat yourself and save 20% off your order at honeylove.com/calm, C-A-L-M. That's honeylove.com/calm, C-A-L-M, for 20% off. And when they ask you how you heard about them, well, just let them know Calm It Down Podcast sent you. Now, I want to invite you to take a moment to reflect on your own experiences with failure. Think back to a time when you took a really big leap and fell short. Maybe you auditioned for a play and didn't get the part, or you poured your savings into a business idea that just went bust. Maybe you opened your heart to someone who couldn't reciprocate, or you tried to make a change in your life but slipped back into old patterns. In that raw, vulnerable moment, realizing things didn't work out as planned, what thoughts raced through your head? What emotions welled up in your chest? I mean, did you feel embarrassed or ashamed or angry at yourself even? Did you want to crawl into a hole and hide from the world? I have a number of times, so you're not alone if that's the case. But I want to invite you to sit with that memory just for a moment and see if you can extend some compassion to you, to your younger self. You did a brave thing by going after what you wanted, even if it didn't work out as planned. You pushed past the comfort zone. You dared to imagine a different future. That takes guts. It's so easy to judge ourselves harshly in the face of failure, to see it as a personal flaw or a sign that we might not be good enough. But what if we could learn to see our younger selves through the eyes of a wise and loving mentor? What if we could offer the past version of ourselves the kindness and the understanding that we would extend to a dear friend? Now, I want you to fast forward, and I want you to think about the experience of failure and how it shaped you in the long run. What did you learn about yourself in the process? What skills or insights did you gain that have served you well in other areas of life? How did that failure help you grow into the person you are today? I'm going to say that again. How did that failure help you grow into the person you are today? I mean, perhaps falling short of your acting dreams taught you resilience and the ability to handle rejection. Or maybe your failed business venture gave you some incredible knowledge about marketing or financial management that you've applied to your current career. Or maybe a painful breakup helped you get clear on what you really wanted in a relationship, and it taught you how to stand up for your own needs. Right? How did that failure help you grow into the person you are today? A lot of times it's often in hindsight that we can see the hidden blessings of our failures, right? And in the moment, they just feel like crap. We're so caught up in the pain and the disappointment that it's hard to imagine anything good coming from the experience. But with time and perspective, we start to realize that our setbacks, they have a way of rerouting us towards something better, even if it's not what we originally had in mind. Failure has a funny way of shaking things up. Oof, right? I mean, it forces us to reevaluate our priorities and consider paths that we may have never thought of otherwise. In a lot of ways, failure is like a stern but loving teacher. Right? Just sit with me here. One who's not afraid to give us a swift kick in the pants when we need it the most. Because it forces us to confront our blind spots, right? It challenges our assumptions. And it makes us get creative about problem solving. It asks us to dig deep and to find strength and resourcefulness we didn't know we had. Through the act of failure, we come to know ourselves more fully. Our values, our passions, our non-negotiables. And believe it or not, we actually gain a greater appreciation for our own resilience and our own adaptability, right? Learning that we can handle far more than what we often give ourselves credit for. Each failure, each setback, each disappointment is an opportunity to build character and to develop the kind of grit and determination that will serve us well in all areas of life. You know, as the saying goes, smooth seas don't make skillful sailors. It's through navigating the choppy waters of failure that we learn how to steer our ship with wisdom and grace. And perhaps more importantly, failure, it teaches us to let go of our death grip on perfection and embrace the messy and the imperfect beauty of a life in progress. And it invites us to step off the hamster wheel of constantly striving, constantly proving, and instead get curious about who we are and what we really want. When we make peace with failure, as an inevitable part of the growth process, we give ourselves permission to be human. Did you hear that? We give ourselves permission to be human, flawed, figuring it out as we go along. We learn to take ourselves less seriously, approach life with a sense of play and experimentation. We understand that our worth and our lovability are not contingent on always getting it right. So while failure may never be fun, it is an essential part of a meaningful life. By learning to reframe our setbacks as sacred teachers, we open ourselves up to a whole new world of growth, of discovery and possibility. Speaking of embracing a beautifully imperfect life, I want to talk about sleep for a moment. Oh, one of my favorite things. Did you know that your temperature at night has a huge impact on your sleep quality? If you're waking up too hot or too cold, your bedding might be to blame. Well, that's where Miracle Made comes in. Inspired by NASA technology, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics to create temperature-regulating sheets that keep you at the perfect temperature all night long. Not only that, but the silver prevents 99% of bacterial growth, meaning you can do less laundry and still sleep fresh and clean. Miracle Made sheets are luxuriously soft and comfortable, and right now you can save over 40% when you try them for yourselves. Plus, when you use the code CALM, you'll get an extra 20% off and a three-piece towel set for free. Head to trymiracle.com/CALM to upgrade your sleep and to claim your discounts. If you're not 100% satisfied, that's okay. Miracle Made offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's trymiracle, trymiracle.com/CALM, C-A-L-M, and use the code CALM for 20% off and for a free gift. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode. So how can we start to make friends with failure? To welcome failure as this essential part of our journey rather than something to be feared and avoided at all costs? Well, I mean, it's a wonderful question. I'm not going to leave you hanging. Here are a few thoughts that come to my mind. First, reframe failure as evidence that you're pushing yourself. Did you hear that? Reframe failure as evidence that you are pushing yourself. If you're not failing from time to time, chances are you're playing it too safe. You're staying within the confines of what's familiar and what's comfortable rather than stretching into new territory. Failure is a sign that you're growing, you're learning, and you're taking these bold risks in service of what matters most. Here, picture this. Think of a toddler learning to walk. They don't just hop up one day and start strutting around like a pro. They stumble, they fall, they get back up again, over and over and over. Each wobble, each face plant, it's a celebration, proof that they're actually getting stronger and more confident with every attempt. So what if we could channel some of that spirit as adults, right? I mean, what if instead of beating ourselves up for the missteps, we could cheer ourselves on for having the courage to try? And another way to befriend failure is to create what I like to call a failure resume. This is a list of all the jobs you didn't get, the relationships that didn't work out, the projects that went sideways, all these so-called failures that have shaped your story. By putting it down on paper, you start to see that failure is not some shameful secret to be hidden away, but a badge of honor. It's proof that you've lived, that you've taken risk, that you've been willing to put yourself out there in the pursuit of something meaningful. Plus, seeing all of your failures laid out in black and white can actually take some of the sting out of them. It's like, oh, I survived all that? Man, I must be pretty resilient. Then you are, you're right. Which actually brings me to my next point. Failure is an incredible opportunity to flex your resilience muscles. Every time you pick yourself up after a setback and you keep going, you're sending a powerful message to yourself that says, hey, I can handle this. I'm stronger than I thought. Guess what? You are. Over time, that message starts to sink in. I can handle this. I'm stronger than I thought. I can handle this. I'm stronger than I thought. You start to trust yourself more. You start to know that you can weather the storms of life with grace and with grit. And you don't take failure so personally because you know it's just a part of the deal. I can handle this. I'm stronger than I thought. And that is when the magic happens. When you're not so afraid of failing, you're free to take bigger risks, to go after your wildest dreams with abandon. You start living from a place of courage and possibility rather than a place of fear and scarcity. I'm going to say that again. You will start living from a place of courage and possibility rather than fear and scarcity. So the next time you find yourself in the throes of failure, I want to remind you of this. You are not broken. You're not. You're trying. You're not alone. You're in this. Failure is not a reflection of your worth as a person. Failure is a testament to your bravery and willingness to grow. Willingness to grow. That's what failure is. A testament to how brave you are and how dedicated you are to grow. So take a deep breath, dust yourself off, give yourself a big high five for having the guts to put yourself out there, and then get curious. Get curious about what this failure has taught you. What lessons can you glean from the rubble? How can you use this experience to become an even better, wiser, more resilient version of yourself? And as you move forward, I want to invite you to make friends with failure, to embrace it as a vital part of your journey, right? It's important, and to trust that even your deepest disappointments are conspiring in your favor. You've got this, and I am rooting for you every step of the way. Let's take one more deep breath. I want you to remember, be kind to your mind, especially when things don't go as planned. Be kind to your mind. failure is not the end of your story. It's just a plot twist on the way to something even better. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. Thank you for being here. And until next time, again, be kind to your mind, especially when things don't go as planned. And until then, join me again as we calm it down. To find more episodes of Calm It Down, see where I may be appearing in your area, or to simply want to know where to send me some chocolate chip cookies, visit calmitdownpodcast.com. This podcast was written and produced by yours truly, Chad Lawson, composer, pianist, and nationally recognized Sweet Tooth. The views, expressions, and techniques in this episode are of my personal opinion and not intended, nor should they, serve as a substitute for medical advice or diagnosis rendered to you by your individual doctor or other healthcare provider. Only a licensed physician should evaluate your situation, provide a diagnosis, or render other medical advice to you, and you should only act upon the advice of this physician. Now, I'm an extreme empath by nature, but my profession is that of a composer and pianist, not a licensed therapist or physician. I hear from thousands of listeners how my music has helped them through various stages of emotional needs, and I simply want to offer this in future podcast episodes to aid those needs. So to find a list of licensed professionals in your area, please visit calmitdownpodcast.com. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, or better yet, share it with a friend. While it takes less than 60 seconds to do, its impact will last for years to come, as every little bit helps in growing the awareness and the importance of mental and emotional health. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And until next time, be kind to your mind and join me again as we calm it down.